This is Akashvani, the news read by Navanita Adhikari Srivastav. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the government is putting great emphasis on bringing a technology culture to agriculture. Addressing a post-budget webinar on the theme Agriculture and Rural Transformation through video conferencing, Mr. Modi said the government is developing through video conferencing, digital public infrastructure for agriculture through AgriStack. He noted the creation of Kisan IDs and digital land surveys as transformative steps.
ये टेक्नोलॉजी की सदी है और आज सरकार एग्रीस्टैक के जरिए डिजिटल पब्लिक इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर विकसित कर रही है. इसके तहत अब तक लगभग 9 करोड़ किसानों की किसान आईडी बन चुकी है और लगभग 30 करोड़ भूमि पार्सलों का डिजिटल सर्वे किया गया है. भारत विस्तार जैसे एआई आधारित प्लेटफॉर्म रिसर्च इंस्टीट्यूशंस और किसानों के बीच की दूरी कम कर रहे हैं.
Prime Minister said this year's Union Budget gives a strong push to agriculture and rural transformation. Mr. Modi highlighted that India is currently witnessing record production across food grains, pulses and oilseeds. As the conflict in the West Asia entered its seventh day, United States President Donald Trump has ruled out any deal with Iran and called for its unconditional surrender. In a social media post, Mr. Trump said U.S. and its allies will work tirelessly to bring Iran back from the brink of destruction, making it economically bigger, better and stronger than ever before. On the other hand, Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian has said that some countries have begun mediation efforts to resolve the ongoing conflict with the United States and Israel. In a social media post, he said, Iran is committed to lasting peace in the region, yet they have no hesitation in defending nation's dignity and sovereignty. The government has directed the Broadcast Audience Research Council, BARC, to immediately suspend the reporting of television rating points for news TV channels for 4 weeks. According to the directive, Ministry of Information and Broadcasting said that some TV news channels are displaying unwarranted sensationalism and speculative content amid the ongoing Israel-Iran conflict. The directive said the suspension would remain in force for 4 weeks or until further directions, whichever is earlier. Indian Railways has undertaken electrification of its network in mission mode over the last decade, significantly reducing its dependence on imported diesel. As a result, 99.4% of the broad-gauge railway network has now been electrified, marking one of the largest infrastructure transitions in the world. Ministry of Railways has said that with a growing share of the railway network now electrified, it is able to rely more on domestically generated electricity, improving energy security and reducing exposure to volatility in global oil markets. Union Home Minister Amit Shah said India will be free from Naxalism by the end of this month. Addressing the 57th Raising Day ceremony of the Central Industrial Security Force CISF in Cuttack, Odisha, Mr. Shah praised the contribution of CISF in anti-Naxal operations in states like Odisha, Chhattisgarh and Telangana.
Narendra Modi government has taken a pledge to make the country free from Naxalism by 31st March this year, and CISF has made a very significant contribution to this effort. Whether it is Odisha, Chhattisgarh or Telangana, the CISF has played an important role in the operation to eliminate Naxalism in these states.
Naxal abhiyan ke unmulan mein apni bhumika nibhai hai.
Narcotics Control Bureau, NCB, has dismantled an international drug trafficking network operating across Nepal, India and Sri Lanka. In a statement, the NCB said 5 persons, including a Sri Lankan refugee, have been arrested so far. Preliminary investigation revealed that the charas and hashish oil were smuggled into India from Kathmandu in Nepal through the Sonauli Indo-Nepal border. In chess, world champion Di Gukesh defeated Spain's David Anton Guijarro in the 9th and final round of the Masters section at the Prague International Chess Festival in Czech Republic. After earlier draws and 3 losses, the Indian ace finished tied for 9th. And that is the end of this news bulletin.